sustained a major loss, a tragedy beyond description. Haley, may she rest in peace, used to be here every Shabbos, between here and the kitchen, always preparing, always involved in preparing, was killed tragically in a bus accident, terrible thing. And tonight is the Shloshim, so we're going to dedicate our Shia tonight, Le'ili Nishmas, Henesara Bas Aaron and Pesa. Her maiden name was Sevitz, married name Varenberg, and hopefully our Lima tonight should be dedicated as an Ili Neshama for Haley. We're going to study tonight a Gemara in Sanhedrin. You might want to open up to Daf Chavav Amid Beis. The Gemara itself should be somewhat familiar to you, and that's the Sugya of Rav Nachman. You'll see this approximately 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, and we're talking about someone who's called Choshed Al Harayos. So we'll see exactly what goes on here. And here we have a machlokas. Rav Nachman says Koshel Yedus, and Rav Sheshes says Posel Yedus. Rav Nachman says Koshel Yedus, and the reason for that is because she, although he was alone with her, but he's not choshed on sheker. We don't believe that he's going to perjure himself under oath, so to speak, and give false testimony. That far he won't go. Again, he may be immoral in the area of morality in terms of his relationship with a woman and so forth and so on, but that's not enough to generate a psul. And Rav Shesha says to him, wait a minute, Arboim Bekatfe, he's going to get 40 lashes. Vekosha, and you're telling me that he's kosher liedus? So Rashi says, kosher liedus, to explain Rav Nachman, and this you'll see about 10 lines up from the bottom, Debeinon Rosha de Chamas. That the type of Rosha that the Torah disqualified for Eidus is only a Rosha de Chamas. He, for the love of money, he violates the Torah. But this is not a person who could be bribed. We don't have any reason to suspect him. And Rav Sheshes argues, and he says, Arboim Bekatfei Chayav Malkus. Now, why is he Chayav Malkus? Rashi says that Ein Shom Hasra, that he didn't get a Hasra. You and I know that a technical requirement for Malkus, a precondition, is Hasra. So we'll get into that tonight, exactly what a Hasra is. Right, we're still continuing in Sanhedrin just to finish up. And the reason why he gets Malkus, Rashi says, if there's no Hasra, is based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, the Omar Mar. The Gemara tells us, Malkin al lo tova shmua. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to tell us that we give Malkus for someone who is suspect.
Suspect
means, really? He has a bad reputation.
But
if you look in the Gemara inside, you'll see that he violated the Isur Yichud. He was alone with her in a private place, and as a result, the Shmua went out. People were spreading a rumor that he had a relationship with her, and therefore we give him Malkus. Why? Because he violated Yichud. Now, the Isur Yichud is probably Derabbanan, so the Malkus here is Malkus Derabbanan. Now you'll ask me, is there such an entity as Malkus Derabbanan? The answer is yes, and that's called Bakas Mardus. So that if a person violates the Torah law, then if he gets Asra, he's going to get Malkus. If a person violates a Derabbanan, the question is, does he need Asra or not? Rashi seems to indicate that even though there was no Asra, he gets Malkus, but only Malkus Derabbanan. not a Malkus Torah. So when he violated Torah law, you only get Malkus if there was what? Asra. But that seems to be what Rashi's saying. Okay. Now what I'm going to do here,
the practical difference between the two sorts of Malkus?
Well, first of all, there's a difference in how you give the Malkus. For example, in the case of Malkus Doraisa, we give it without mercy, so to speak. I'm exaggerating, but in the case of Malkus Darabanan, it's a much lighter kind of Malkus, a different kind of strap that we use and so forth and so on. But the question here is tonight whether or not the Malkus Darabanan, which we call Malkus Mardus, is an exact parallel to the Malkus Doraisa. Now from the fact that Rashi says there was no Asra, it would seem ready to indicate that there is some sort of fundamental difference between the two, because Malkus Doraisa requires Asra. Fine.
So the Rabbanon seems to be more strict than...
Correct. Because the Rabbanon want to make sure that nobody violates their law, and even if they did not get Asra, we're going to give Malkus. And this is very important for Rashi. Why? Because Rashi understands that Rav Sheshes, in order to passel someone as a Rasha, must get Malkus. So Rashi says, wait a minute, he didn't get Asra, so there's not going to be any Malkus. So Rashi says, nein, he'll get Asra, he'll get Malkus, even without Asra, for the Rabbanon. So if I were to ask you, what's the nature of the Psul Rasha here, according to Rav Sheshes, is it Doraisa or the Rabbanon, what would you say? It's only the Rabbanon. Of course, on a Doraisa level, he's not getting Malkus. So Rashi insists that the Rasha that we're talking about, that's possible, the Eidus, has got to be a Rasha, because not only do you violate it in Iser, but on top to boot, he gets Malkus for it. But Lu Yitzri violated in Iser without Malkus, for example, there was no Asra, he would not be a Psul Rasha. That's only as far as the Rice is concerned. But as far as the Rabbanon is concerned, he's going to be possible even without Malkus. I'm sorry. Scratch that. I'm sorry. I'm so a little bit distracted here. Even without Hasra, because he gets Malkus. Yeah. So on a Daraisa level, if we had a case where he would get Malkus, he'd be Posel Daraisa. In this case, we can't give Malkus on a Daraisa level because there was no Asra. But on a Drabana level, we can give him Malkus even without Asra. Hence, he becomes a Rosh and he's Posel Yedus. But again, he's Posel Yedus A, because he gets Malkus, but B, it's only on a Drabana level because there's no Malkus here Daraisa.
Is it possible for
all
cases or just for the
Rabbanan
cases?
No, once the Rabbanan say that he's possible, we're not going to accept him even for Doraisa cases. But I thought you were going to ask me a different question, Alan. What happens if he wants to testify, let's say, in a murder case? Should we suspect him of falsifying his testimony even in a murder case or a capital case where we're going to put the accused to death based on his aedus? How far is this fellow going to go? I don't know. You know, if they're abundant apostling him, are they going to give him a psul straight across the board in an absolute way that we cannot trust him? Okay.
No, but people have done things. I mean, doesn't mean a person's... there's a lot of mitzvahs you've got to keep. This is one mitzvah. Yeah, I mean, it sounds very harsh. You know, to say it can't be an aid of a monetary thing or a murder case.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of really good people out there that have fallen in the last one.
Right. He could do tshuva, by the way. We're not excluding him for the rest of his life.
Okay, but once he does tshuva, then he can be an aid.
Sure, we'll reinstate him after tshuva. Okay. So let's take a look at this essay on page Mem Hei. He starts by quoting Rashi, and then he tells us about a Tosfos that writes that according to Rashi, there was no testimony to convict this man of the crime which is called Baal HaErava, that he had a relationship with this woman. But rather he was only in violation of the Isur Yichud. The Gemara says that he gets Malkus, and the answer is you get Malkus for Yichud in a case of a Yichud with an Erva. And that's called Malkin Al-Lotova Shmua. In other words, as a result of his yichud, there's a, you know, we say, I don't know if you're familiar with this phrase, where the smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So, how do you say it in Spanish? I mean, I'm sure in every language there's something similar.
Same, similar.
In Dutch also, okay. So with the smoke, there's fire. So because he put himself into that situation, we violated this Isur of Yichud, we're going to give him Malkus. Now, not only does Rashi say this, but also the Yad Ramah says that if he's Chosh Dal Rayis, means there were no Eidim, there were no testify, no, there's no objective testimony that he had this relationship, but nevertheless, we know that he violated Yichud, he was alone with her, and Yatzal of Kol, and there's a rumor that goes out about this man that he had this intimate relationship. What does our poem Bekatfe mean? Which is a Rav Sheshit's argument that since we're going to give Malkus, therefore he's possibly Edus. Afal Pisha ain't Sham Asra, even though there was no Asra. But there's Halacha of Malkin Al Lo Tova Shmur, that because of this violation of Yichud and the rumor that resulted, therefore we give Malkus. And once we give Malkus, he says, Asa'u kechayve Malkus. He's like a person who violated an Isur Torah. Again, this is all the Rabbanon, but who would have violated this Isur Torah. And if there was Malkus as a result of violation, he would be considered a Rosh and his possibly Amos. So basically, the Yad Ramah is a repetition of Rashi. Very interesting. Usually, the Yad Ramah argues against Rashi.
He gets Malkus based on a Shmua, or he gets Malkus based on two Eidim, that's what he might
have. Right, based on Yichud. But if you ask me why the Rabbanan in this case will give him Malkus, even though he had no Asra, is because Lo Tova Shmua. We have a pasuk that tells us that we should give Malkus if the violation created a rumor about him. So we have two witnesses that testify that he violated the Isur Yichud, so that's not questionable. But on the other hand, why do we give Malkus?
So the agent could be starting the rumor.
What do you say?
So the agent could be the ones starting the rumor if they're the ones who spotted him, who saw him.
Could be.
So they could be testimony that a rumor was started because he was.
It could be that the Eidim are responsible for the rumor. You're right. I mean, that's not a problem. I don't see any objection, but.
So if they start the rumor, then they would have anything to testify.
Correct. Okay. So Rabosai, what we want to do tonight is study the Rambam, our old friend the Rambam. You know, we like to study the Rambam. So the Rambam says the following. This is Perek Ches Milcha Sanhedrin Alocha He Misha Ovar Al Isur Kores O Misas Bezdin VeHisrubo. So he violates a severe Isur VeHisrubo. They gave him a warning. Now the Rambam asks the following question. How do you know that he heard the warning? How do you know that he accepted the warning? Hirchin Rosho, he nodded his head. Alright, this is the first case. Second case is Lo Kibul Olav Hasra. So can we put him to death according to the Rambam? If he nods his head, which indicates that he's accepting the Hasra, but low kibul of Hasra. In other words, he didn't actually declare that I understand the Hasra and nevertheless I know that I'm violating an Isur, but nevertheless I'm gonna go ahead with it. Says the Rambam, that's not enough. Why? Because he never explicitly declared I'm accepting the Hasra. Is ain't Horgan also? The ain't Malkin also? He's not going to be chayev because the precondition is Hasra, and not just that the Hasra was heard by the criminal, but also he was makabel his Hasra. But kol elu shalo kiblu aleim Hasra, Malkin also makas mardus, meaning we can give him Malkus on a derabbanan level. Hol v'chatu, he did sin, but mikol makom. Afil al isur shall divrei sofrim makino so makas maradus. The Ram says that had he violated the drabbanan, he would get makas maradus. How much more so here? We violated a chiv karetz on a doraisa level. But the only thing is, we can't give him malchus shel Torah, and we can't put him to death because What was absent was a Kabbalah Sasra. If he hasn't received, accepted Asra, the Prima Gadim, one of the great Achronim of 2 centuries ago, he writes that from the Rambam it's clear that as far as Makas Mardus is concerned, you don't need a Hasra. That sounds like something familiar to us. Where do we see a precedent to this, that as far as Makas Mardus, the Rabban is concerned, you don't need a Hasra? Rashi, with regard to the case of Choshen al Arayis, correct? Because Rashi said there was no Hasra, and yet the Rashi says he gets Makas. Oh, fine. Now we're turning to page Mem Vav. So this is the Rambam in the 18th chapter of the Sanhedrin. Now we're gonna turn it back, rewind, I guess you'd say, to the Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes the following. Now let's, by introduction, ask the following question. If I would assume, now I'm misleading you, and I'm going to prove to you, how do you know that I'm misleading you? Because what I'm about to say to you is very logical. But if I would say the following to you, that the purpose of Asra is to be absolutely sure that the criminal is aware of the fact that he's involved in a criminal act. Maybe he thinks it's allowed. Maybe he thinks it's permissible. So I'm going to disprove that thesis. Why? Because the Rambam writes, Echad Talmud Chacham, the Echad Ama'aretz, Torah Hasra.
Even someone who's knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's knowledgeable. He's a Talmud Chacham. So you can't tell me he doesn't know it's Asr. The man is violating Shabbos. What, he doesn't know it's Asr? He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows it better than the man on the street. And yet the Rambam requires Asra. And the Rambam says that lo nita Asra el lahavkin ben shogi umezid. In other words, we have to categorize the criminal as a mezid. And as far as punishing him, you know, for Malkus or Mrs. Bezdin, we need that he be a high-level mezid. What's a high-level mezid? Not just that he knows the law, not just that he's aware of the violation, but he's got to hear the Hasra. There's got to be Hasra. Then the Rambam says, Ketzad. So how do we achieve this goal of Hasra? Omer lo prosh, you tell him, stop, desist what you're doing. Or you say to him, Al taseh, don't do what you're about to do because zu avera. And not only that, we have to add another part to the Asra. V'chayev ato aleha mises bezdin o malchus. So in Piresh, if you succeeded and he desists, maybe he started the affair, I don't know, but at some point he desists, then he's part. But what if he doesn't desist? He violates the affair, but shasak. Ohirchin rosho. So what do we see in the Rambam? Is that called Kabbalah Sasra? No. Afilu Omer, even if he makes a declaration, Yodea Ani, I know that what you said is true, and I realize that what I'm about to do is prohibited. Potter. Why? Achi Yatir Atzmo Lemisa. Okay, let's underline those three words. Yatir Atzmo Lemisa. What does that mean? Yatir Atzmo Lemisa. V'yomar, he has to make a declaration, not just Yodea Ani, but rather Almanas Kenani Yosa. That basically, I realize the repercussions of my actions, I know that I'm going to get punished, and nevertheless, I'm going to violate the criminal law. The Achkach Yehori. Then we can put him to death. So what do we see from the Rambam? In Hasra, there are two dimensions. Number one, we have to make sure that he, the Musra, right, he knows that this is Asur. And again, he has to declare Yodani. But number two, it's not enough to say Yodani. He has to be Matir Atzmo Lemisa. He has to say Almanas Kenani Yosef, that I know exactly what the repercussions are and I'm violating the crime. It's not enough just to say I know it's a crime. So again, Hirchin Rosho, if he shakes his head, so maybe that could be enough to establish that he knows it's a criminal act. But that's not enough in Asra, because we have another requirement in Asra. It's not enough to establish that he is Yodea, that he knows it's Asra, but he also has to be Mater Atzmo Lemisa. And that's a gzeiras hakosav. That already is a formal requirement that the Torah requires. It's a precondition for malchus or for misa, for punishment. And afilu amar yodeani, even though he declares, I know it's asur, devarei lo avishogeg, he can't claim, well, I didn't think it was asur. But that's not enough. Yodeani is not enough. He needs to be mater atzmo l'misa almanas kenani osa, and that's the gzeiras hakosav of asura. Okay. So now we're going to take a look at a Gemara on Daf Mem in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Hisreisim bo kibul olav hasra vehiter atzmo lemisa. The Gemara says that when the Edom come to testify against someone accusing him of a criminal act for which he's going to be condemned to death, we're going to ask the Edom, interrogate them, number one, Hisreisim bo, did you give him Asra? Number two, Kibol Al Asra. In other words, did he say Yodeani? And number three, Hiter Atzmo Lemisa. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains the requirement here of Asra. Kibol Al Asra means Yodeani. Shekein Ani Musa Shalol Aso. So I know that the Torah prohibited it. Then Hiter Atzmo Lemisa. Kishis Reisim Bo Al Tavar Shatam Ischayev Misa Plonis, after you told him don't violate this Torah law, you're going to get chayev, you're going to get punished with the following death sentence. Omer, he has to declare Al Manas Kenani Osa She'im Lo Hifkir Atzmo Eino Nerak. Without Hifkir Atzmo, meaning to say that even though I know what's going to be my punishment, nevertheless I'm doing it, without that he's not chayav. So we see again that Rashi requires two things in Asra. Number one, he has to say Yodeani, he knows that he's commanded not to violate the Torah, and number two, he has to say Almanas Kein, even though I know the repercussions, I'm going to do it anyway. So therefore, according to Rashi, unless he's Makabal the Asra, which means he declares Yodeani, then something is missing in the essence of the Asra. Because maybe he could say, oh, the guy wasn't serious about it, I don't believe him. So again, even though he indicates that he knows about the Avera, unless he declares Yodeani, then we don't know. We're not sure. Maybe although he was quiet, he even nodded, but you know, he doesn't believe the master. See, he has to say, Yodeani, I know that this is a violation. However, in addition to that, he has to say, Almanas Kenani Osa, which means he has to be Mater Atzmo L'Misa. The Ramah, the Yad Ramah, in that Gemara on Daf Mem, writes, Kibol Al Asra, Klomar, what does it mean, Kibol Al Asra? Hiter Atzmo L'Misa. Notice, Rashi has two different stages over here in Hasra. Rashi first requires Yodeani, and number two, Rashi requires Hiter Atzmo L'Misa. The first stage is called Kabbalas Hasra, where he got the message. And how do we know he got the message? Not because he shook his head, not, but because he made a statement, Yodeani. And number two, we need Hiter Atzmo L'Misa. The Yad Ramah, on the other hand, identifies Kibol Olav Es Hasra as Hiter Atzmo L'Misa. In other words, when we ask the Edim, was he Mekabel Hasra, what we're really saying is, was he Mater Atzmo L'Misa? So for example, according to Yad Ramah, if he didn't declare Yodeani, then once he's Mekabel Hasra, we know that he's not a Shogeg. He doesn't have to have a formal Kabbalah Sasra, according to Yad Ramah. Have you ever heard of the phrase, Yesh Bechla Masayim Mona? You know, 200 includes 100. Meaning, if he's saying, well, Almanas Kein, I know that I'm going to be punished, exactly the way you mentioned it, and nevertheless I'm violating the Torah, then in such a case, we know that he's Yodeani. He doesn't have, there's no formal requirement of a declaration, Yodeani, I know what I'm doing is prohibited, because he says that I know I'm going to be punished. If I'm going to be punished, then obviously it's included. Yesh b'chal masayim mona. So the Gzeiras HaKasuv, the Torah is declaring and decreeing that Asra means he has to be Mater Atzmo L'Misa. Whereas according to Rashi, you need two stages. You need number one, Yodani, and number two, you need Mater Atzmo L'Misa. They're two separate entities, two variables. And both have to be fulfilled in order for the Asra to be Asra. Ultimately, we have to see how this impacts on an Isa D'Rabbanan. Okay, fine. Now, we're back to the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Mihilcha Sanhedrin, which we mentioned earlier. Where do we have that Rambam? Just give me a second. Okay, I'm not finding it right this second, but you remember this Rambam. Oh, there it was on the top of the page. On the top of the page, on page Memvav. And if you take a look at the Rambam, so he says, Echad Talmud Chacham V'Echad Am Haaretz Tzorech Hasra, etc., etc. Kesad Masrim Bo Omer Blo Prosh O Al Tase Shizu Averhi Atachayev Olev Mises Bezin O Malkis Hirchin, etc., etc., Potter Afilu Omer Yodeani Potter Achiyater Atzmo L'Misa. So you get the impression from the Rambam that he accepts the Yad Ramah, yeah. Because the Rambam never says that there's an absolute requirement in Asra of Yodeani. The Rambam says even if he shakes his head, even if he was quiet, even if he says Yodeani, all that is Potter. In other words, the Rambam instead of putting Yodeani into the Asra, he takes it out of the Asra and he says, well, this is another scenario in which he's not chayav, meaning it's not considered asra, even though he said yodeani. So the Rambam doesn't have yodeani as a requirement integrated into the asra. And therefore, if you take a look at the last line on the right column, he says mevur mizeh the Rambam sovik harama the kibul of hasra hainu hitra atzma l'misa. In other words, included in hitra atzma l'misa is the fact that he knows it's asr. So when it says in the Gemara there on Daf Mem that he has to be makabel asra, what it means is that he has to be mater atzmo l'misa. Therefore, the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Mihilcha Sanhedrin, which is the Rambam that we began with on the previous page, bless you, he says that if somebody violates Mises Bezdin, Vishasak, Velo Kibel Ov Asra, Lo Hizkir Gam Hiter Atzma L'Misa, the Rambam didn't mention anything more than Kabbalah Sasra. And the reason is because Kabbalah Sasra is Mater Atzma L'Misa. So the Rambam identifies the two as the same. So Kibbul Asra means Hiter Atzma L'Misa. If he was Shosek, and he wasn't a Kabbal Asra, meaning he wasn't Mater Atzma L'Misa, the Rambam says, Makin Oso Makas Mardus. So what does it mean? We said that there were two dinim in Asra. Number one, he has to know that it's Asra. Number two, he has to be Mater Atzma L'Misa. Says the Rambam, that's only as far as Makas Doraisa is concerned. But with regard to Makas Derabbanan, all we need is to know that he was aware of the Avera. You should follow what I mean. He's not a shogeg. But there's no separate requirement of being Mater Atzmo in the case of a violation of an Isur D'Rabbanan. So if you want to underline the key words here, you'll see a line that says, Lo be'inon b'makas mardus shiyater atzmo l'misa. So if we say that, for example, in with regard to the Rabbanans and Malkus on the Rabbanan, Malkus Mardus, the Rambam says you don't need a Kabbalah Sasra. What the Rambam means is you don't need Yater Atzalamisa. All you need is to know that he's amazing. However, according to Rashi says that he gets Malkus in the case of the Rabbanan even without Asra. Tisfirle Rashi, the Lokin Malkus Mardus, the Rabbanan, Beli Asra Klal. The lo be'in and asra afilu lahavchin ben shogig lemezid. The afagav dechiv miso malchus mei Torah be'in and asra sheichoshim mezid. Linyan makas mardus sagi bazesha over avera b'mezid. So again, there are two levels of mezid. Are you following me? In a doraisa context, we need a higher level of mezid. We have to jack it up by one by 1 decibel. Mm-hmm. And that is that he received Asra and he violates the Torah law immediately after he hears the Asra. That makes him into a first class mazin. It's a more intense kind of mazin. But in the case of a Drabanan, all we need to know is that he was a mazin, meaning a low case mazin. So knowledge of the Avera, even without Asra, would be enough to make him into a mazin. But with regard to a Doraisa and Makis Doraisa, it's not enough that he's a mazin and he knows that he's violating the law. We need to jack it up one more level, and that is that through the Asra, he goes ahead and he violates the Avera after the Asra. That makes it a more... Is there a word in English, flagrant?
Yeah.
Did I make up a word? I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Anyway, it's a more intense violation.
That's the Achiyati Atzmolimita?
No, I'm not talking about Achiyati Atzmolimita. I'm talking now about the general concept of Asra.
Oh.
And I want to know whether or not, in a case of a Darabanan, for Marcus Mardus, you need Asra. And it depends what you're talking about. Rashi has two dimensions to Asra. One dimension is Yodeani. I have to know that it's Asra. So the Asra is going to accomplish that goal that we're absolutely convinced that the violator was aware that he's violating the law. And then Rashi has Yatir Atzal Lemisa. The first dimension is going to be a requirement even in a violation of a Drabbanim for Makas Mardus, but not because we have to jack it up to a higher level of Mazin, but simply we must know that he was a Mazin, that he was aware of the fact that he's violating the law. Once we know that he was violating the law, that's it. Then if he goes ahead and violates the law, he's going to be Chayv Makas Mardus. So the whole entity of Hasra, which means that he has to be Makabal Hasra, which means that he has to be Matar Atzal Misa, that's not a requirement in Makas Mardus, according to Rashi. All we need is to know that he's amazed. So let's read it again inside. He says, Mavur desfile the Rashi, the lokin makas mardus mirabonon, beli asra klal. So you could even obviate the need for asra, v'lo binin asra. All you need to know that he's a mazid. So this jacked up level of mazid that goes beyond knowing that it's asra, but flagrantly violating the asra, that's not a requirement in makas mardus. With regard to a chiv miso malkus menat Torah, so we need Asra, and he has to violate the Asra. But in the case of Makas Mardus, the Rabbanon, we don't need Asra. All we have to do is know that he was amazing. So the Nafkamina, for example, would be a Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham would violate an Isra the Rabbanon, he'd be Chayv Makas Mardus even without Asra, because we know that he's aware of the Isra. In the case of a Doraisa for Makas, it's not enough that he's aware of the Issa. We have to jack it up another level with Asra. And not only that, on top to boot, not only does he have to be Makabal Asra, he also has to be Mater Atzmo Lemisa. But none of that applies to Makas Mardus to Rabbanan. So Mamela, when we go back to our Rashi, here in Sanhedrin Daf Chavav, and Rashi says that Choshed Al Arayos gets Malkas, after Rashi in the same breath said there was no Asra. And the answer is because Rashi's talking about Makas Darabonon. He's not talking about Makas Doraisa. As far as Makas Doraisa is concerned, there would be no Malkus because there was no Asra. But as far as Makas Darabonon is concerned, we don't need Asra. All we need is to know that he was amazing. And once we know he's amazing, we'll give Makas Mardus. So let's look in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Lamedal. These are the laws of Eidus as they're compiled by the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Kol mishe idu olav sha'over avera plonis afal pishlo hisrubo sharei eno loke posel." So the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person violates an avera, there was no asra, he doesn't get malchus, he's posel. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm going ahead of myself, jumping, that maybe the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says he's possible in this case is because we already have a precedent for someone who didn't get Asra, he's not going to get Malkus, and yet he's possibleitis. What's the case?
The
Rabbanan. If he violates an Issa Rabbanan, even without Asra, so in this case he violated an Issa Doraisa, and there was no Asra, but he should be no worse if you find him. I mean, he's a lot worse than a person who violated an Issa Drabanan. If you're telling me that if he violates an Issa Drabanan, even without Asra, he gets Malkus, then how much more so someone who violates an Issa Doraisa, even in the absence of Malkus, he's no better off than someone who violated an Issa Drabanan. And the Shach comments, Hare Eino Loka, he can't be possible if he doesn't get Malkus, because the Shach says that the prerequisite for a Rasha who's possible for Eidus is that he gets Malkus. And he leaves it by Bitzarch Ian. He says, I don't understand the Mechaber. How could the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that he doesn't get Malkus, he didn't get Asra, and he's possible. If he doesn't get Malkus, he's not possible, because the prerequisite for a Psul Rasha is that he gets Malkus. So in the Haggah, which is a comment on the outside of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, So there's one way of understanding the Shulchan Aruch. This is not the way I presented it. That the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if he violated a Doraisa and he would get Malkus, because he violated a very severe Avera, technically he won't get Malkus befall because there was no Asra, but the Avera itself is such an Avera that it would generate Malkus if he had Asra. Is that enough to pass the Midaraisa? So we need Malkus, but we don't need Malkus befall. We need an Avera the likes of which, if all conditions were met and there was Asra, would generate Malkus. And that's what the Nesibis explains. In his comment on the Shulchan Aruch, Kevin Dalav Yesh Malkus, we look at the Lav itself. He violated a Lav that would generate Malkus. Rak Shebechus Asra, technically, he won't get Malkus because it's no Asra, is Pasuled Var Torah. So we see clearly that according to all these interpretations that God and the Nesivus, when the Shulchan Aruch says he's Pasuled, it means he's Pasuled Midaraisa. And why? Where's the Psul Doraisa if there's no Malkus? The answer is because of the violation of the Lav. And the Lav itself is a lota sashiyesh bo malchus. So what would be a case where he violated a lav, he doesn't get malchus, and he's not possible? That would be a case of... No, I'm saying, what if we're saying that we look at the lav, does the lav generate malchus? We don't care if the criminal is getting Malkus because there was no Asra. So what would be the case where, because there's no Malkus, he's not possible? And the answer would be a Lav Sheinbo Malkus, meaning a Lav which, under all circumstances, no matter what, even if he had Asra, would not generate Malkus. For example, we have a Lav Sheinbo Maisa, we have a Lav Anitak Liese. There are certain Lavim that don't generate Malkus. If he violates those lavim, any of those, he's not going to be possible. But if he violates a lav sheyesh bo malchus, even though he didn't have asra, then since the lav itself is a lav sheyesh bo malchus, he's a rasha of a lav sheyesh bo malchus, and therefore he's possibly eidus min haTorah. The Shach, on the other hand, holds that even if the lav itself per se would generate malchus if there was asra, since he didn't get asra, therefore he's not possible. Came into Beli Asra, because again, without the Asra, he's not a Mezid Gomur. He's not that Erish class, that first class Mezid that we said before, which he only becomes when he violates the Asra. Therefore, the Torah says he's not in the category of a Rasha that would get Malkus. He's in a lower category. You know, his violation is not as severe, and therefore he's not possibly Eidus. You know, it's just like we say he's not a Rasha for Malkus, says the Shach. He's not going to be a Rasha for Psul Eidus. And why isn't he a Rasha for Malkus? Because he didn't have Asra. And violating a Asra makes you into a Mezid Gomer, he calls it. Achen, im Hisrubo. Oh, now he wants to know the following. What happens in a case of a person who violates the law of the Torah? He violates the law of the Torah. And they gave him a hasra, but lo hiter atzmo lemisa. So the question now becomes, would he be possibly Yedis Midoraisa?
No.
Ah, okay, we'll come in, but I think Rabbi, you better speak.
I've spoken already.
Oh, okay, so we'll see. I don't really I'm going to get too emotional. I don't know. Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
Let me just go back to this, so we have a 15
minutes.
But the only thing is, I was of the impression that this is going till 9:30. Was I wrong about that?
That's what I thought also.
No, it does. You see, it doesn't say. It only says when it starts. It doesn't say when it ends. All right, we'll see. Okay. So our boss, if you can take a look at the last few lines on Mevav, this is critical. What he's saying here is that we don't need Mater Atzma Levisa. Again, Mater Atzma Levisa is a precondition in Malchus. And he won't get Malchus without Mater Atzma Levisa. And the Shach says, well, if he doesn't get Malchus, he's not possibly Yedis. No, what the Shach means is that he has to be amazing Gomer. So I need one dimension of Hasra. The dimension of Hasra would be what we called in Rashi, Kabbalah Hasra. That yes, I know it's Asra, and I'm going to violate this anyway. That violation already jacks him up to the level of a Mazid Gomor. And that Mazid Gomor is now going to be possibly Yedis even without Malchus. So when the Shach says that in the case where there's no Asra, and therefore there's no Malchus, there's no psul edus d'oraisa. What the Shach means is that he didn't get the basic asra. Basic asra means lekavales asra. There's another gzeiras hakasuv that a asra could not generate a punishment, a malchus or a misa, unless there was matir atzma lemisa. But that's already a gzeiras hakasuv. That's already a divine decree that sets up a condition. But if you're asking as far as the Rasha, as far as his status as a Rasha, all we need is Kabbalah Sasra. Once he violates the Avera following a Kabbalah Sasra, and that has to happen immediately, then he puts himself into the category of Amazing Gomor. If he's Amazing Gomor, he's already a Rasha. Do you follow? We're only trying to gauge the level of guilt, the level of how bold and how brazen he was in his violation. For that we need aspect number one in Hasra, which was Kabbalah Hasra. We don't need aspect number two, which is Matir Atzma Lemisa.
That we need for Malchus, the second level.
The second level we need for Malchus, but as far as gauging the level of the Avera, how intense and how... Mm-hmm. How harsh, or I don't know what word, how violent the affair was, or how
flagrant. Like,
what do you say?
Flagrant, like you said.
Flagrant. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, but I don't know. Nobody. Is there such a word in Spanish? If it's a word in Spanish, I can use it. So that's what we need. And if you take a look on page Mem Zayin, which should be, I think you have page Mem Zayin.
Yeah.
He says that maybe the Rashi holds like the Shach, that if he didn't get Asra, then he's not called a Rasha, as far as the Chi of Malchus is concerned. Again, we need that basic level of Kabbalah Sasra to make him into a Mazid Gomor. Is Hu Adin de Lochash of Rasha Lepsul Eidus? As we saw in the Shach, if he's not getting Malchus because it's a Chisaron in the level of Rishus, in the serious violation or severity of the evil, then he's not going to get Malchus, and he's not going to be a Psul Rasha. The Ename account of Sivas, if we're going to go with the Nesivas approach, that all we need is that the Aver in theory, in abstract, would generate Malchus, then Tikshi Lamed Hotzok Rashi Lamed Shemakinos Malchus Mardus Beli Asra Umemel Apostle Mid Rabbanon Dechmirul Vasu Kechayvi Malchus the Karinu Rachmanu Rashoim Falo Afilu Nema Shegam Malchus Mardus Tzorach Asra Lechayv Makas Mads Mikomakom Afshalo Hisrubo Ye Postle Mirabonan Mibne Dimikri Shaovra Ver Shachayovan Ale Makas Mardus Mirabonan Ukmola in Absul Doraisa Postle Machma Shaovra Vera Shachayovan Ale Malchus. He says the following, that he doesn't think that we can reconcile Rashi with the Nesivus. Okay, so I think they're speaking now. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll curtail it now. I don't want to keep you from this part of the memorial for the Shloshim of Haley. So Bli Neder, I don't know when exactly. I want to just find some time that we can finish this up. But then on the other hand, I want to learn with you Masechta Brachos. So we're, you know, we have a long agenda with a meeting once a week.
Next time.
Okay.